Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing Podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. And before I dive in, a production note. As regular listeners will know, these are recorded on a boat floating in the harbor in the center of Vancouver, and today it's kind of a noisy day down here at the waterfront. Work is being done, helicopters buzzing around, so there may be background noise. I hope that's okay. Okay, this piece was written on the 21st of September, 2022, and is entitled Luxury Media. I was cruising through the supermarket when a shopping cart traffic jam stalled me in front of the, quotes, newsstand, unquotes. That word's in quotes because most things on offer aren't news, and in fact, aren't magazines in the traditional sense, but single-issue glossies about Princess Diana or Bruce Springsteen or Michelle Obama or Christmas. Anyhow, an awesome cover photo of an owl on the cover of The Atlantic caught my eye. That cover also touted an article about Jack White, whose music I enjoy, so I impulse bought it. Now I'm thinking about the quality publishing business model. And here we have a picture of six recent Atlantic magazine, physical magazine, paper object, I mean, covers, which are pretty darn decent looking, I must say. I got a couple hours reading pleasure for the handful of bucks I spent on dead trees and ink. Here are some of the advantages of a paper magazine. One. It's as light as any product with air in its name. 2. You can read it on the bus or in the bath or out in bright sunshine. 3. The color, resolution, and presentation of images is wonderful. Yeah, screens and graphics hardware get better and better, but wow, those pictures on that high-quality paper. 4. The typography is exquisite. Once again, we make progress with screen presentation, but still. 5. The pages aren't visually busy. Yes, there are ads around the edges of some, and quite a few odd-numbered pages are full-page ads, once again with fabulous composition and color. But those columns of text, they and their surrounding white, thoughtfully designed, provide a serene reading experience. You can fold it up and slip it in a vest pocket. Then you take the folded version out again with one hand and read while you use the other to support yourself on a commuter train. If you're operating one-handed, you can turn the page by sticking your thumb under the next one and performing a graceful wrist flip. 8. The text and images stand still. There are no late displaying ads or graphics pushing the words around while you're trying to read them. 9. Nothing asked me whether it could send notifications. 10. Nothing suggested that I switch to the app. 11. In fact, no pop-ups ever. 12. Drop it all you want, then step on it even. No biggie. Hell, drive over it, too. 13. No batter. No battery. No charger. No wires. No plugs. 14. The speed at which the text refreshes when you turn the page is remarkable. 15. There were a few ads suggesting tastefully that I subscribe, but none of the raw, sweaty desperation of the contemporary web. 16. No venture capitalist libertarians are being enriched. 17. I'm pretty sure nobody's tracking me, although I guess the credit card company reported my purchase to somebody. But beyond that, nothing. 18. When you're done, you toss it in the recycling bin. Wait, am I saying that the web was a mistake? That we should all go back to dead trees? Not at all. I couldn't tap on the pretty decent Jack White article and watch a YouTube of the songs. I couldn't share a particularly tasty written morsel on Twitter. I had to go to a store to get it. I couldn't read it in bed without turning a lamp on. I probably could have paid for a couple of months' subscription to The Atlantic for the newsstand price. But on balance, I was left thinking, this feels like a luxury product. I can't think of an obvious analogy. Perhaps the enveloping, focusing, hands-on experience of putting a record on the turntable as opposed to streaming service on the earbuds? Except for magazines are more convenient. Well, once you've gone to the trouble of going to the store for them. I hear rumors you can arrange to have them delivered to your home at regular intervals. Must check that option out. I'm thinking purveyors of print ought seriously to consider luxury product business strategies. That's all, folks.